Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's another episode of Plus Minus. I'm with my good buddy Lawrence. I know you guys aren't familiar with the name change, so we just gave a little rebrand to the name, so we're going with Plus Minus now with my good buddy Lawrence.
What's going on?
Yeah, man, we're just here to talk some basketball. I mean, we've been away for a while. We know that the league has a weird rift shape, as you can say. A lot of new faces on different teams and things like that. I want to start with the Western Conference. Obviously, the powerhouses are still the Warriors and the Rockets, and I feel bad because I'm saying the Warriors first, even though they're not first in the technically, but I still feel like they're the favorites. What do you think?
No, I don't think they're the favorites, man. I really
Really?
don't. I know I don't. I think it's I think their time's over.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I've been watching Houston lately, and they're coming to ball. Chris Paul is not playing games. James Harden's not playing games, and Clint Capella, he's playing out of his mind. So
Yeah.
I think I don't see Draymond Green or any of their bigs being able to handle their pick and roll. So I mean, it's pretty ferocious.
Yeah, I mean, I saw an interesting stat like earlier today, and it was how the Rockets are 33-1 now when Chris Paul, James Harden, and Clint Capella play in the same game together.
I've seen that too.
That's ridiculous, man. That is an intense greatness in terms of basketball. It's all-time great offense right there.
It is, yeah. I mean, and it is like their coach is Mike D'Antoni. He is a great offensive coach.
Yeah,
So, I mean,
exactly.
but at the same time, I mean, we've seen Chris Paul choke, we've seen Harden choke, and I don't think we've seen Mike D'Antoni beat an elite coach yet. So,
Yeah,
there's a lot of
exactly.
unprovens on this team that also leave me a little bit edgy, but I think this is their year. I think enough is enough. For Harden and Paul, personally.
I see. I think it's enough, and enough is enough for Harden. I 100% agree with you, but I just don't think Chris Paul is that kind of guy that could take them over the. I feel like when the playoffs is a different beast and things slow down and things like that, and Chris Paul is just a ball stopper in the most negative way. I just don't think it's gonna help. It's like it's never helped him. I saw an interesting stat too. Sorry, I know you're gonna say something.
No, go ahead.
I saw an interesting stat too. And it said that the Los Angeles Clippers and the New Orleans Hornets or the Pelicans now are the only teams in NBA history in the Western Conference to never reach a conference final. And guess who played on both of those teams? The great Chris Paul.
That's
He
very true.
just doesn't deliver, and I don't think he's going to deliver.
See, but the thing is Chris Paul has always been the man on that team. He's not the man on this Houston team. He's joining a team that was already successful without him. And I feel like it's because when you watch them, it's either Harden or Paul that brings up the ball. Back in the Clippers day, it was only Paul. So I mean, there's a little bit of a shift in that I'm confident in. Plus, I just don't want to see Golden State in the finals, man. I'm kind of sick of that. Let's be honest now.
I don't want to see Golden State in the finals. I really don't. And I'm personally, I just don't like Draymond Green. I don't think he deserves what he has, but he's a hell of a player. I just don't like him as the kind of person that he seems to be. And I think he's what's going to be what's wrong with the team come playoffs. I think he's their weak point, and I really believe that.
Really, you think that? I think he's the anchor of that team.
I
You know
think
what? Not
he's the anchor.
anymore. Not anymore.
He was the anchor, but I feel like now he has way too much control over that team and those guys, and I think that it takes away from Klay Thompson, really.
It does. Klay Thompson is, I mean, way too overshadowed.
I think they're gonna. I think they're the favorites, but if they were to discombobulate, I could see it being a Draymond Green, Klay Thompson thing. Because Stephen Curry is a passive guy. This is his personality. He's just that kind of guy. Kevin Durant, he's going to go give you the buckets, but he doesn't want to lead. Whatever, that's his thing. But Draymond Green, he's that animated heart and soul guy. If he checks out, if he's not locked in emotionally and he just messes up one thing, I think they're toast. I think the Rockets have them.
Just because of Draymond.
Yeah, Rockets can beat you in so many different ways. Draymond, he hates foul calls. He's never committed a foul a day in his life. He's going to foul the heck out of Clint Capella. He's going to foul the heck out of all those Warrior guys. Those guys get to the line. Draymond hates that. Draymond hates foul calls. He's going to have a horrible time. That series, if there's a Warriors-Rockets series, Draymond is going to have a horrible time.
Okay, all right. But what do you think about OKC in the West?
Man, OKC in the West right now, like, well, you know, of course, I'm an OKC guy. So I'm going to be honest with you. I want them to succeed, but right now we're clinging on for dear life in terms of making the playoffs. We're clinging on for dear life. Like, this is like, now, before I was like, oh, we have a chance. When we had Ronnie Roberson, we were clicking and all that stuff. But now I'm just thinking, like, man, I hope we could get a series in.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. They just dropped all of a sudden. I had high hopes. They were doing really good for, what was that, the month of January, February? Or well, a little bit of February?
As soon as Roberson went down, it was it for them.
And you know what? We used to say he's not, you know, anything. Like, he's kind of useless. But that goes to show, I mean, look at the drop. He's gone.
Yeah. He does little things. Like, he's an it's going to sound weird to the average fan, but he's extremely good at cutting open lanes. And he's extremely, his basketball, his defense is, like, that's just a gift. Like, he just keeps coming at you defensively. He wants to guard the best player. He challenges himself defensively. So, like, that's a gift. But on offense, I wish he could shoot the ball. But
I wish he could put the ball in the basket, period.
I mean, he shot 52%.
Okay. good enough, I guess. Missing wide open layups and
He said he's had his fair share of lowlights, but to his defense,
Okay, so hold up. I'm gonna throw a team out there. I'm gonna say Portland. Have you been watching these guys play lately?
Yes, I have been watching these guys play, and there's going to be some angry people that are listening to this, but I don't believe in them. I personally, as an OKC fan, I hope we get matched up with Portland.
It's looking like that if you guys can jump over Minnesota.
And I feel like we will, because they're going to be on the outside looking in real soon after next week, because they have the Celtics and the Warriors the end of this week. Like, they're going to be on the outside looking in the loss column. I guarantee you that.
You think so? Struggling to make playoffs?
They're going to be struggling because Jimmy Butler is, I think, 4 to 6. They said 4 to 6 weeks. So I'm just going to say he'll come back in the beginning of April, right? I don't think that these guys are going to be able to hold their ground in this West.
For the month of March,
No, they're gonna keep losing ground. They have such a tough schedule, man. It goes Celtics, Warriors, or Warriors, Celtics, and then there's another tough team. It just gets horrible. It's brutal for them.
Yeah. And you know what? It's neck and neck for that eighth spot right now because you got Clips in Utah. They're fighting for it.
Like, Jimmy Butler might come back, and these guys might be the 10th seed.
It's too late. I want to see Clippers take that eighth spot. I don't. Denver's not ready yet. They're still young. I just want to see Clippers take that eighth spot.
Yeah, Denver's been annoying all season. I don't want them to make the playoffs. I know they're still young. I know it'd be a waste of a spot. So I don't want to see them in there.
That's exactly how I feel. It is a waste of a spot. I think it would be nice to see Clippers in Houston go at it. Just for that. That's good. That's good for the NBA. That's good for media. You know, yeah. Chris Paul against his old team in the playoffs. That's a good story.
It would be amazing. I wish Blake Griffin was still on the Clippers just because of that rivalry itself.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like they ruined it just by trading away Blake. Like, it doesn't have that feel as much. It's still there, but I don't care about Austin Rivers versus the Rockets. Like, I hate Austin Rivers.
I totally agree. It's pretty much DeAndre Jordan is the only guy that's left on that roster, really.
Yeah, and he's going to be I thought he was going to be a Rocket next year, but if I was the Rockets, I don't get DeAndre Jordan if I have Clint Capella on my team. There's no way. That guy, he's made so much leaps, it's scary.
And he's still young. He's still very young. So, I mean, I like Clint Capella. He works hard, he shuts his mouth, and he does what he needs to do.
Really? He really shuts his mouth and does what he needs to do? He's such an old-fashioned big.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's why I love him, because those are so obsolete in the league now. It's nice to see one.
Okay. Here's a team that I'm going to mention. I know they're on the real outside looking in, but I still feel like they have a chance. Utah. I like Utah because I like Donovan Mitchell, and I think he deserves to be Rookie of the Year. I genuinely believe that. I feel like if you average 20 points a game and make the Western Conference playoffs, it should debunk everything else, and you should be Rookie of the Year.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree. I just don't think Utah, like, I don't think they can make it. I think, because they're going up against technically Clippers, Denver, and Minnesota. Let's throw in there. I mean,
OKC too. You got to throw OKC in there. I love
that. I don't want to throw OKC in there. They're going to pick it up, man. They're going to pick it up again. They got three playoff vets on their team.
When's the last time Melo was in the playoffs?
What?
2013.
but before that, the man made playoff almost every year.
Yeah, every year before that, yeah.
And, hey, and the man waxed my Celtics, so I always have to give him respect. So I have to give him that.
He waxed your Celtics at the end of the Celtics. He used to get waxed every time, bro. Every playoff, he used to get waxed.
Yeah, I know. The guy could not get a break in his career. He was getting beat by Kobe, and then he came over, got beat by KG, Paul Pierce, and LeBron. The guy had no break.
His career is, I love Melo, man. I love that he chose to come to OKC. I love that.
Me too.
But I don't love him on OKC right now. I don't think it's working. And it hurts me because I know he's going to opt in, because I wouldn't say no to 27 mil either. But that's going to hurt the heck out of this team.
Oh, wait. That's how much they're owing him?
No, like next year he makes 27 mil if he opts in. Obviously, he's going to opt in. He's not making that anywhere else.
Oh, no.
It's the Dwayne Wade effect when he opted in Chicago and they had to buy him out.
So and then Paul George is saying he doesn't want to go. Like, he doesn't want to leave. He wants to stay.
I mean, if they don't make the playoffs, that guy has to go. Because then what's the argument? The Lakers didn't make the playoffs either. Frig.
You're right. Yeah. They're going to make the playoffs, man. OKC is not going anywhere. I think they're going to be sixth seed at the end of the day.
Yeah, and it sucks. It sucks because, like, they made all these additions, and the record right now is 37-29. Last year, after 66 games, our record, 37-29.
There you go. But don't forget, man, like San Antonio is not going to stay that. They're not going to stay at fifth for much longer.
You think they're gonna peak? They're going to go back up?
No, if San Antonio is gonna, they're gonna end up being like seventh seed, man. They're not going.
But I think the San Antonio Spurs are doing it on purpose.
Why do you think that?
I think they want the Rockets. I think it's a mind game. I know it's a reach, but I think it's a mind game with Pop and D'Antoni. Like, Pop has D'Antoni's number.
Oh, I know. Pop has D'Antoni's number. Pop, yo, if you remember last year in the playoffs, they kept putting the camera on D'Antoni. D'Antoni didn't even want to look Pop's way, not at all.
Exactly. I'm
sick and tired of it.
Like, Pop has D'Antoni's number. He figured out the whole Clint Capella lob thing in the playoffs, and like, it was over. Like, I think that, like, the Spurs want the Rockets. I genuinely believe the Spurs want the Rockets.
But it, right now, as it stands, because I think that's going to continue. They're on fire right now. They're going to have a couple losses, but I don't think they're going to drop too much.
But I thought they were, but man. Yeah.
It's, you know, it's that Rondo effect. I'm telling you, I don't care what anybody says. It's that Rondo.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. They unleashed the Rondo.
That guy knows how to turn it up. Like, you know, it's amazing. What he did with Chicago last year was amazing. You know, that guy knows how to turn it up. So I don't think New Orleans is going to go anywhere. Portland's probably going to stay third. But I think San Antonio is going to drop to, like, 7th, 8th, and OKC is going to rise up to, like, 5th, 6th. That's my
I think.
Because right now, the two teams that are ahead of OKC are injured. Like, they're Minnesota and San Antonio. They're
Minnesota's
both
gonna, guys. Okay, yeah. Yep.
And OKC is just, I think they're just going on a little slump right now. They're going to get a couple more wins, and they're going to jump back up to 5th. Because it's neck and neck for those three right now.
Okay. I mean, I like that. This is what I think is going to happen. I think, yeah, Portland's going to be third. I think the Pelicans might get third. But Portland's going to be 3-4, Portland and Pelicans, which is crazy because who would have thought that? Like,
I know.
So it's going to be Portland and the Pelicans. And then the fifth seed, I think OC gets the sixth seed.
Yeah, that's fair. I can agree with that. I like that.
I don't think Minnesota makes the playoffs.
I think that's a big reach, man. You
I
really
don't
think
Minnesota.
So.
I don't think Minnesota makes the playoffs, man.
So you think the Clippers and Utah and Denver have a better chance of making it than Minnesota?
I think by the time Jimmy Butler comes back, they will not be in the playoffs.
No faith.
I don't want to check the schedule right now, like, because I don't want to, like, I don't want my phone to get slow. But I know that, I know for a fact, that, like, an absolute fact that their next 5-6 games are all losses. Unless Andrew Wiggins resurrects, this is the 2017 Minnesota Timberwolves we're watching.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And you know what?
Andrew Wiggins is not.
I'm strongly
disappointed in Andrew Wiggins this year. Like, this is the year he should have. He. I don't know.
He's too passive, man.
It's exactly what it is.
He's just not. He doesn't have that. He's more of a Rudy Gay than what we thought he was going to be. He's just a Rudy Gay.
Oh wow, that's a great comparison.
He's just going to be that guy that just – he can score, yeah, but can't do anything else. He's not going to help you win.
Yeah. Wow. You think he's going to go sometime?
I mean
– he just signed that huge contract.
It's not somebody I keep, and he's not worth the contract. And it hurts to say that because he's a fellow Canadian, but I know that for me, all the hype surrounding him and the whole tank for Wiggins, tank for Jabari, all that crap, for me – Andrew Wiggins is a bust because the hype around he did not like it doesn't correlate. Teams tanked for him. General managers got fired because of him. And this guy is not doing anything.
That's so true, man. So hold up. So let me give you a scenario. Should they have gotten rid of, let's just say if it was possible, got rid of Wiggins instead of LaVine?
Honestly, it's going to look like that. Eventually, it's going to look like that because this is the reason why I'm saying that because you could put Jimmy Butler at the three. You could have played Jimmy LaVine at the two and you wouldn't be losing anything.
No, you're right.
And I like LaVine better, like, in terms of where the NBA is heading. He hits threes, he's athletic, he runs the floor. At least he shows emotion.
Yeah.
At least he tries.
Yeah. And he's doing this nice for Chicago too. He's not.
This is the Timberwolves their next upcoming games. I'm gonna name these six games and you tell me whether they're gonna win or lose. They face the Boston Celtics tomorrow.
It's a loss.
They face the Golden State Warriors on March 11th.
Oh.
They're on the road against the Washington Wizards on March 13th.
You know what? No, they can win that. Washington Wizards has been playing bad lately.
It's a winnable game. It's a winnable game. But Washington Wizards are 11 and 3 in their last 14.
Are they really? I don't think they're last.
They're better without Wall. It's 11 and 4 or 11 and 3.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they were doing bad because the last couple of games I watched, they lost. All right.
Yeah, it could be 11 and 4 now. But they just
All
won today in overtime against the, I think, Heat.
All right.
Okay,
Okay, so that's an L. We'll give them an L for that.
then they're on the road against the Spurs.
That's a good matchup.
Really? Without a Jimmy Butler, is it really a good matchup?
Yeah, but who the Spurs? They got
Honestly,
LaMarcus Aldridge. That's it.
but they got Pop.
I know they got Pop.
They
You're right.
got the system. They got the system. The system will beat the Wolves are bad. They have a bad record on the road.
Yeah, you're right. They do. Okay. Yeah, all right.
And then the next day, it's back to back. They face the Rockets.
Damn, they might be able to squeeze one game out of those. Maybe.
And then the next game is the Clippers.
That's probably the one that they'll squeeze if they
I think they can
can.
get the Clippers. But to be honest, I think that their next, I personally believe their next win is going to come on March 23rd at New York. It's so, it hurts. Yeah, that's the only time they're going to win is the best chance is at New York, because, and they're gonna lose the 76ers on the road the next day, and then they'll beat the Grizzlies and the Hawks and the Mavs. Yeah, but by then it'll be too late, because that's how the West is.
Well, as I look at the West right now as it stands, they're not that exciting. Their playoff picture is not that exciting.
No. Right now, if the matchups were to happen the way it is right now, it would suck. It would be so boring to watch, man.
The only thing that's exciting would be right now as it stands, Golden State
OKC
versus
Warriors.
OKC.
Yep, I yep.
That's the only. Other than that, everything else, I don't even. I wouldn't watch the West. I wouldn't.
No. What needs to happen is the Rockets and the
Clippers,
Clippers.
and then OKC versus Golden State. With if OKC was to stay seven,
But I don't think they're gonna say. I think Pop wants that 7 seed, man.
you think Pop wants to face State GSW, or you think GSW is going to take first at the end?
I think that when it's all said and done, oh man, that is a good point.
Because Houston's on a 16-game winning streak right now.
It's gotta end sometime. It's gotta end sometime.
Yeah. But still, I mean, I don't know. That's tough.
Don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen, but I feel like Pop is just not sucking to suck. I feel like he's like there's something going on in his head. Like he's like there's a strategy, and I'm not giving Pop all the credit because I don't think he's the best coach in the NBA anymore. But
He's still
I
the
feel
second best,
like, yeah, I feel like he
hands
still has something up his sleeve.
down. I wish the Spurs were a free agent destination. Like I wish Pop was like Phil Jackson in a way where he was actually able to coach an all-time great.
I mean,
Like
I
Tim
think Chris Paul wanted to go there, no?
What did he want it? I don't think
Or
so.
no, that was Kyle Lowry. Kyle
Kyle
Lowry
Lowry
wanted to
had
go
to.
there, but they weren't interested.
No.
I wouldn't be interested either, man.
Man. Why would you go for Lowry? I like
I
that
like
kid.
that. I like that guy. I think that Pop. I don't know. I feel like the Spurs, like, they identify guys. Like, you have to be a certain kind of person to play for the Spurs.
Yeah, it's a culture thing. It really is.
It's a cult. Not a culture. It's a cult.
You don't see a guy like DeMarcus Cousins going to the Spurs.
No, it's a cult. That's why. Listen. 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, Tony Parker lost his starting spot to DeJounte Murray. The reporter asked him, why didn't you start? His response was, Pop told me he thought it was time. I said, okay. Dude, you had a Hall of Fame career. You're this great basketball player. You won. You can still play at a high level. You could argue that you could still start on your team. He's just like, I said, okay. On the other hand, J.R. Smith and Tristan Thompson are having temper tantrums whenever they're not starting. It's crazy. They're a cult.
You know what? I guess so. It's true. Like, you never seen a hothead wearing a Spurs jersey.
They're a cult. They're a cult, man. The only hothead who was there was Steven Jackson. You know what they did to Steven Jackson? They got rid of him.
Yeah, they got rid of him quick. Damn. I don't know if I can agree with thinking that Pop wants either Houston or you think they want Houston?
Well, I think they want Houston. I think it's a mind game. I think Pop knows he had that until he figured it out.
See, I think my personal opinion is I think Pop is just riding the wave right now. There's no point in working hard when you have, you know, your core is technically old guys, right? Like, you got Aldridge, Parker, and Ginobili, really, right? And there's no point in trying hard in a conference where you're gonna end up either meeting Houston or Golden State. Either way, right? So I don't know. But also, if Pop is smart, he's taking a step back and saying, "Hold up, look at how weak the West is right now." Like, I'm going on your side right now. If I can get rid of Houston at the beginning, I can hope that one of these teams knocks out Golden State, if possible, by conference finals. When's Kawhi supposed to, is he ruled completely out of the season or not?
I mean, they're hoping that he can come back in March, but I think it's just a Pop move. Like, you know, when they fake the injuries and, like, he's just going to come get a couple games in April and be good to go for the playoffs because they're trying to suck, man. They're tanking not to tank. They're tanking.
If Kawhi comes back, that changes everything. Exactly. If Kawhi comes back, they could go to the finals, in my opinion. Yeah.
And they're back. He's back with the team.
And they've been. It's not like they played because they were like third almost all season until now.
Yep.
So it's like, if Kawhi comes back, they can, because the West. I'm looking at the West and it's weak, man. You look at Houston, like. Houston or Golden State, right? That's the only thing you really look at as a true threat. Everything else is kind of like a sleeper story. You know what I mean? But if Kawhi comes back, that can shock the West. And San Antonio can make noise. They really can. Because San Antonio goes to the finals. I mean, they're going to meet either Toronto or Boston. Because Cleveland ain't going nowhere. They could even be champs, man, if you really think about it. Those guys that, like, Kyle Anderson and DeJounte Murray and Bryn Forbes, all those guys, that Bertans guy, they're all balling out right now without Kawhi. If he comes back, Kawhi's not a ball hog. He compliments people's game, so it's going to only help them more. I like that. I like that prediction.
Yeah, I like it too, man. I got one more team from the West. You might start laughing, but I don't want to count them out yet. What about the Lakers?
No, stop.
No, for real.
They're having good wins lately. I get it, but they have 28 wins
and 34 loss.
Yes, but Utah has 34 and 30. Utah, I don't see Clippers or Utah falling off that bad that the Lakers get to creep. And I just don't think that the Lakers – I don't know what their schedule is like, but I don't think the Lakers can pull off a win streak long enough. Unless Luke Walton takes a step back and says, IT, do your thing.
No. He says, IT, do your thing. He will ruin the Lakers.
No. IT, look at what IT was able to do with Boston. Well, that was mostly Brad Stevens.
With Brad, not Boston. With Brad.
But IT balls out, though. Like, I was watching, what was their last game?
That they just balls out. IT's a six-man. IT's Lou Will.
Yeah, he is the next Lou Will. I will agree with that. Because there's no team that's going to give him a starting spot. This team, every team has a No, but every if you go down the list, every team has a good point guard.
Yeah, he's done now, man. Poor guy.
He'd be good in Indiana, though. Him and Oladipo.
Yeah, I guess. But he thinks he's a superstar.
That's his problem. That's it. That's I love him, but he needs to. Yeah, that's his problem.
He thinks he deserves a $150 million contract. He thinks he did. Like, that's not IT. IT.
He should have just kept his. Thank God he didn't because we got Kyrie. But if he just would have kept his mouth shut about Brinks trucks and all this stuff, they wouldn't have shipped his ass so quick.
Wait. Brinks trucks? Educate me.
What? When he was on Boston, he was like, "Yeah, this summer they better be bringing the Brinks trucks, like the money trucks, because he was expecting to get paid." You know,
want an extension, huh?
Yeah, he wanted an extension. He wanted to get paid. You know, you never heard that phrase, the Brinks truck phrase about IT?
No, I knew that he said he wanted to get paid, but I didn't know he wanted to get an extension.
The Brinks trucks, and they're like, "Nah, yo, we're getting the guy that's 25 years old." Bye.
Okay, so that's the West playoff picture. I think we covered mostly every team. I don't want to give a lot of love to Denver because I don't believe in Denver.
No, Denver's not going to make it.
Yeah, let's just skip over them. I think they're ninth right now as of tonight.
No, they're eighth. Oh. They got the eighth seed right now.
Oh, that's right. Clippers lost. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to shift over to the Eastern Conference.
Yes, let's do this.
Eastern Conference is this is my favorite conference right now because I'm so frustrated with my Thunder. I'm just going to the most exciting conference where there's a bunch of young and hungry basketball players.
Yes,
it's kind of refreshing to see. In the West, people want to take care of their bodies and act like divas. In the East, there's only one diva. His name is LeBron James.
Yep,
but LeBron James is a good ass diva. When I say that, I mean. He gets the job done. He cries and they make trades. He pretends that he's going to sign through the Warriors. And he leaks that report and the team makes trades. He's so calculated.
Does he get the job done or does he just get what he wants? There's a difference.
Yes, he gets what he wants, but you can't say he doesn't get the job done because he has three rings on his finger.
Yeah.
So he gets what he wants and he gets the job done. Three times out of eight, I guess. That's not three times out of eight. But he gets the job done. And I think that his additions, you hit it right on the nail with Larry Nance.
Yeah. Because
I thought he was the least important addition, but he might just be the most important addition.
Yeah, he is.
Tristan Thompson is. If Tyronn Lue does not want to get fired, Tristan Thompson will never start a game for the Cavaliers for the rest of the season.
Oh, man. Okay.
I saw Larry Nance have 2015 Tristan energy and like nowhere near any kind of offense that Tristan Thompson has ever had in his life. Not even in high school, probably. This guy was hitting jumpers. I was like, "Oh my gosh! Imagine Tristan Thompson could do that." Yeah. They would have won the finals in 2015 too. Like, wow, man! Like, this guy is, man, Larry Nance, man. He's home. He's home. They have a hometown kid.
Yeah, I love that kid. I've always loved that kid. He's all that being said, I still don't think Cleveland's got it.
No. I don't think Cleveland's got. I feel like this is like the East. Nobody has it. I feel like it's gonna be a grind out conference. It's gonna be good old fashioned. I don't know who's gonna win. I want to watch the Eastern Conference playoffs.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's gonna be refreshing to watch. I don't think LeBron's gonna go 12-1 in the East? No, it's not happening anymore.
It's not. No, it's not. LeBron's hit probably gonna face if he does go to the Eastern Conference Finals, he's gonna have a game 7 before he gets there for sure, in my opinion.
I'm not even thinking Eastern Conference Finals. The way the standings are, since the Raptors are such a regular season team, good for them. So they're going to be the first seed because that's what Dwayne Casey wants. He's like, I'm telling my guys to get the first seed because it's going to be important to get home court advantage throughout the whole playoffs. Like, you're going to be in the whole playoffs. Get out of here. Okay, so he's telling them that. He's telling the dream. So they're going to get the first seed. It's whatever. They might even lose to Miami right now. But the second round is going to be 08 all over again.
Yeah.
It's Cavs and Celtics is going to be crazy. I can't wait, man. I can't wait.
Nah,
I wish it was.
You know what, though? Honestly, looking at the standings right now, Cleveland, so like they're pretty inconsistent. Like they're winning, they're losing, they're winning, they're losing. All it takes is either Philly, Washington, or Indiana to go on a win streak, and Cleveland can easily drop from third to like fourth, fifth.
Yeah, but I don't see it happening. I think they're gonna hold it down because the East is so weak, man.
It is weak, but yo, you can't forget Indiana is they're looking strong right now.
Yeah, I mean
Philly's on fifth.
Philly, I like Philly.
They might, depending on who they see, they have a chance of getting out of the first round. Maybe, depending on who they see.
Mm-hmm. I like Milwaukee. I'm scared of Milwaukee.
No, I'm not, man. I don't believe in Milwaukee yet. I don't think they're ready. They have all Milwaukee is the one team that literally has all the pieces they need.
They're just not old enough yet.
Exactly. They just don't know how to use them. They don't need anything else. They don't. And they shouldn't do anything major or trade anybody or anything like that because they have everything they need. Maybe pick up a bench guy, a guy coming off the bench, like a Tyreek or something.
They got Shabazz Muhammad now.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. I seen that. There you go. They're a complete team. They just need a system and maturity, and they can be a dangerous team. A lot of people are talking about Philly being the future of the East. But
they remind me of a, and I hate doing this because I always do it now, but they do remind me of OKC when they were young. Like they're good, but like we know that they're not gonna do anything yet. You know, that's how I feel about Giannis and company. And I feel like Thon Maker needs to hurry up and get better.
Well, no, Jabari Parker is back. So I mean once Jabari Parker, you know, once he starts picking things up, because you just got off of another injury, right?
Yeah, once he starts
picking things up, you got and then Thon Maker, you got Giannis. But I'm not thinking about those guys. I'm thinking about Eric Bledsoe, Chris Middleton. I like those guys.
Those guys are good. I don't know. I'm not too fond of Bledsoe yet. He hasn't sold me on anything.
Really? So, he's been balling out in Milwaukee.
Yeah, but I just,
he's a pit bull on defense, man. He's
an afterthought to me. He's an afterthought. Yeah, he's an afterthought because we made this big deal out of him when he went to Phoenix and he just didn't do anything.
But it's Phoenix. Who was on Phoenix?
Him. Do something.
But he, don't forget, he was on the Clippers before he went to Phoenix.
Yeah, and everybody was saying that he was this great guard.
He was, though. He was a good two-way guard. He was young, went to Phoenix. And did nothing. Don't forget, Phoenix at a time had Eric Bledsoe, Isaiah Thomas, and
Goran Dragic.
No, it wasn't Goran Dragic yet. It was Brandon Knight. So they had three guards that could play. Well, speaking of Brandon Knight, hold on, put that on pause. Whatever happened to that guy? Where is he?
He tore his ACL in the summer and he's out for the season. He just has bad luck, man.
Yeah, I still like him. He's a good baller to me. I still like his game.
He has a lot of low lights. I'll tell you that.
No, he's a guy that can come off the bench and help a contending team, in my opinion. But anyways, yeah. So at a point, Phoenix had all three of those guys, so it was hard to try and shine out of that, you know. I still believe in Blitz, so I like him. He's one of the he's the last of a dying breed.
I like Joel Embiid, man. I had some you know repercussions about him. I wasn't sure because of one his injuries, and I started not liking him because of his feud with Russell Westbrook. And you know, don't come for my thunder, but he's a superstar, man. He's everything you want in a superstar. He's got the personality. He's got the game. He's a baller.
He's got and the maturity too for a young dude. He's mature as hell on the court.
That's what happens, man. And honestly,
no,
Ben Simmons is a hell of a player.
Certificate, man. He's probably like 30 something in real life.
Oh man, well that explains his bad back, man. But for real though, man, I like Ben Simmons. I like Covington. Like I adore Covington. I like TJ McConnell. Like he's so solid, man.
He's like a mini Dellavedova. He's a grinder.
Yeah, exactly. And I JJ Redick, man, like he's helped him so much.
He's gonna leave. He went there for his 1 year, got his money.
Yeah, he went there for the money, but man, like they're gonna make this Eastern Conference playoffs is gonna be like it's gonna be a party, man. It's gonna be like every night you're gonna be glued to TV screen.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know what? Philly, like right now as it stands, Philly is facing Cleveland. That's a dangerous matchup for Cleveland first round. Yeah.
Cleveland's not ready for that, man. Cleveland's not ready for that.
They're not ready for that at all.
Right now, if I'm Cleveland, I'm hoping and praying that I get to face Washington.
If I'm Cleveland, I want to avoid Philly, Milwaukee, and Indiana in the first round. Those are the. I think. Well, Indiana's
gonna lose in the first round. I can guarantee you that. Like, if Victor Oladipo is not gonna show up, man.
Watching them lately, like I've been really tuning into Oladipo because I just love what this guy has done with his game. He's just completely took it to another level after playing with Westbrook. And you know what? If Miles Turner turns it up, because he hasn't been playing too well lately, if he can turn it up, Indiana can make noise, man. They can. But that Bogdanovich has been lights out from the three. That guy.
Oh my goodness, that guy. He's the main reason why I'm looking at Indiana box scores now.
Oh yeah, I know. You just want to know how much this guy. He dropped what 28 last night.
Or exactly. Before that. Exactly.
I like Indiana. I do. But
how do you feel about? Oh man, I'm laughing saying this. How do you feel about Detroit Pistons? Do you think they're gonna sneak in?
No, they're not sneaking in. They're 29 and 35. Miami's 34 and 31. They're not going anywhere. Detroit isn't going anywhere.
I feel so bad for Blake Griffin, man.
Fuck me too, man. Because it's just like, why? I don't understand why Detroit got rid of all those guys.
It just sucks, man. I feel so like, man, like that was a desperation move. They had good pieces.
Pardon?
They had good pieces.
They did. Detroit really didn't really need to make that trade, in my opinion. They didn't. No. Like if I was Detroit, I would have got rid of my picks to Piatt and Harris, and maybe like somebody else. I think Avery Bradley was a very important piece.
He was gonna walk.
What was that?
He was gonna walk. That's why they made the move. His contract's expiring.
Oh, was that what it was? I didn't hear that.
Yeah. He's gonna walk. That's why he was still in trade rumors with the Clippers because he was gonna walk. He probably won't be a Clipper next year.
He wants to go back to Boston, guarantee it.
Yeah, I mean he should go back to Boston. I mean, man, Danny Ainge is a dog though. He'll do whatever it takes to win that ring, man. He will trade you. He will trade your mom. Like he does not care. He will trade his own son.
I know he is a son.
He's about bringing champions to Boston. And that leads me to Boston.
Okay.
How do you feel about that, man? I know that's your team. How do you feel about that?
That's my team, but I got to be realistic with myself. And the two teams that I'm predicting to go to the finals are huge what-ifs when it comes to playoffs. Well, not really Boston because they've already proved themselves, but Toronto. And I just I to me personally, I just can't see Boston in the finals this year. I can't because they just – it would just be an amazing accolade to put behind Kyrie to carry that team to a finals.
Yeah, I don't think this team is ready. I think they're a year away.
They are a year away. They're 100%. Next year is going to be the year because I also feel like Danny Ainge has some stuff up his sleeve come draft night because Memphis is garbage, so they might even end up obtaining that. And it's just the draft picks that they have are coming up are crazy. So I feel like he's going to pull some strings come draft night as well. And we're a year away. We're going to make second round depending on who we see. I don't think finals, you know, like depending on who we see in the second round, I can see us going to Eastern Conference finals, but not the finals. I honestly feel like this is Toronto's year.
I want to think that because they have a great system and all, but I think like they just freeze up, man. They start playing ISO basketball.
Not anymore, man. I was on that train a couple weeks ago too, and I just continue to watch them and their consistency. Even when they lose, they're not losing because they go to ISO ball. They lose because they lost.
Man, it's gonna change up.
Solidified. For some reason, it's like they just woke up one day and said, "Okay, this is the system."
They stole the system from Jerry Stackhouse, Raptors 905 G League team.
Yeah, I've been hearing that. I've been hearing that a lot. After they won the championship, they started going back to the drawing board.
But I don't think that. Valanciunas shooting threes is not going to help you, man. Like,
Valanciunas is going to end up sitting down because that Jacob Pirtle guy is playing out of his mind.
Yeah, I think that guy, he's the center of the future. I don't think that, man, I can't see it. I want to see it because I want to be like, hey, Toronto's in the finals, yay. But, yo, I feel like they just have this little thing that comes up, like psychologically when they see LeBron James.
I'm not gonna end up seeing LeBron James though. He'll be out before they meet Toronto.
No, be careful. If LeBron is that four seed, he's made it to the next round. And he made it to the next round. The whole psychological thing is gonna happen.
You're right, but is the psychological thing gonna be against them or with them this time? Is it gonna be like, okay, this is our year, or is it like, okay, shit, are we meeting LeBron again? And that's my thing. I think Toronto is sick and tired because this is what, their fourth year now?
Fifth. This is going to be their fifth year in the playoffs.
Fifth year in the playoffs. And I just don't think they're going to, carry that Clipper effect because we're actually seeing changes. Whereas the Clippers, they never made changes. They just stayed the same and still was consistently inconsistent, if you know what I mean.
I know
Toronto's making changes and they made the right changes. Bench. They have the bench. They have the best bench in the league, do they not?
They have the best bench in the league, man. They do, but I just,
and that's important when it comes to playoffs.
I don't see it. I'm a non-believer. I'm a Toronto non-believer.
Okay, so who do you really, really see coming out of the East?
I see the Celtics or the Cavs, and I see the Cavs coming out of the East.
I don't. I just don't see the Cavs coming out of the East.
I see the Cavs coming out of the East.
Okay. Look how many guys that haven't had playoff experience on their team now.
It's okay. Wait till Kevin Love comes back, man. Remember when LeBron took Kyrie and Tristan and all those guys without playoff experience to the finals? He could do it again.
Yeah, but those. Okay, that's true.
He doesn't care who has playoff experience.
LeBron was also 29 when that happened.
LeBron, like, yes, he's not 29 anymore, but, or 30. Yeah, yes, he's not 30 anymore, because he was dirty in 2015, but he's still the East is just, man, the East is psychological. He still runs the East. He's the East daddy. He's the East dad.
He is the East daddy, and he's daddy is about to get spanked because I don't think he's going to finals this year. I can't see it. Like I thought, like they looked good and all that stuff in the trade and everything, but I don't know. I just don't believe in Cleveland this year. I don't, man. I don't.
Man, they're gonna prove you wrong, man. I feel like this is gonna be LeBron's last finals, so he's gonna make the best out of it. I don't know what he's gonna do after, but
no, he can't top what he did last year in the finals, or 2 years ago.
Sorry, he can't top what?
He can't top what he's already done.
No, he can't. So I feel like this. To be honest, I still feel like LeBron should retire. I generally feel like that.
Me too. I agree.
Because I don't feel like he'd just be wasting, because he's going to play 20 seasons. He'd be wasting his last 5 years. It'll just be for numbers, because you're not going to do anything else.
No. I agree. And you know what? I think if Cleveland meets either Boston or Toronto, it's game over.
Yeah, I think so too, because I don't think people realize that Kyrie wants this. Like, he wants to beat LeBron. He wants to be, okay, I'm going to meet this guy and I'm going to beat him. That's why if that they ever meet in the playoffs, I'm going to be glued to every single minute of that series.
Mm-hmm. But they're also, those are the two system teams in the East. And basketball, I mean, the NBA is starting to prove that system ball is what wins. Let's look at the top. The two teams in each conference, Houston, Golden State, Toronto, and Boston, both system teams at the
moment. Yeah, you're right. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
That ISO ball is not going to work against these system teams. We've already seen Brad Stevens in the playoffs. The man is elite. He makes things happen. He comes back from 0-2. That's what he does. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I know what you mean, but with Rondo hurt. Let's not forget about that. Rondo was gonna sweep those boys. Rondo was gonna sweep those boys out of town, man.
I have to admit to that, man. I have to admit to that, because Rondo's an ex-Celtic, former champion, one of my 08 guys. So I ride behind him no matter what.
Okay, side note, because we're gonna wrap things up real soon. I just want, speaking of 08, I'm so tired of the 08 Celtics pretending that they're like this dynasty walking around like, oh yeah, we're this, the 08 Celtics. Like Paul Pierce, like, dude, you won a championship, but you're nothing more than the 04 Pistons, man.
No, stop this.
They won once,
but they were a 5-year dominant team for sure.
They're not some glory squad, because they go like we don't like Chris Webber doesn't get praise because he made the conference finals. Like, it doesn't work like that.
Man. Chris Webber never made the finals twice.
Okay, but it doesn't work like that.
One of the best players of all time.
The Detroit Pistons were a 6-year glory team. They made the conference finals 6 years in a row.
Okay, yeah, you're right. But look at the East.
NBA finals 2 years in a row.
But look at the East was horrible at that time.
The East was horrible at this. We talked about the weak East all since the year 2000. We've been talking about the weak East.
Yeah, but the East still had, they still had the stacked Atlanta Hawks. They still had
the stacked Atlanta Hawks. Come on, don't do that. Atlanta Hawks were not stacked.
What do you mean, Joe Johnson?
Joe Johnson. Stop. Joe Johnson and Al Horford. That's it. Josh Smith was a joke. He shot threes for no freaking reason.
Yeah, old Josh Smith, but Josh Smith in his young days, stop this. Dissing the man so heavy right now.
I think you're dissing the Eastern Conference from back in the day. The Detroit Pistons had to go through the New Jersey Nets, who had just went to 2 straight NBA Finals with Kenyon Martin, Jason Kidd, RJ, and then they had to go through freaking Indiana Pacers. The dynasty Indiana Pacers. I'm talking Reggie, Jermaine O'Neal, Defensive Player of the Year runner test. Like, those guys were real. Brad Miller, those guys were real. And then they went through Kobe and Shaq. Those guys are real. I'm sorry, I don't respect the walking around like a dynasty.
Yo, that Detroit Pistons team was nice. They were nice for sure, but they didn't do nothing after that.
And so that's my point. Same thing with the Celtics.
But they went back. Okay, but they went back to the finals.
Detroit Pistons went back to the finals the next year and lost.
Yeah, I know they did lose. You're right.
I don't understand why. Area 21. I'm gonna bring my old Celtic reunion. So you don't care about you guys.
You don't think that Detroit team was. You don't think that wasn't a dynasty.
It was a dynasty is when you win three championships. That's when you're a dynasty.
Nah, that's not true.
Dynasty is three championship minimum.
Says who?
Says me.
Okay, so Kobe on his own wasn't a dynasty.
That wasn't a dynasty because they got clapped by the Boston Celtics in 08, so they didn't become a dynasty. They two-peated.
Miami Heat wasn't a dynasty.
No, they two-peated.
Miami Heat wasn't a dynasty between
a dynasty is three championships minimum. Larry Bird. Magic, Michael, Timmy's, Kobe, Shaq. Those are dynasties. Or if the Warriors win this year, dynasty. I'm not gonna call you guys a dynasty if you went 73-9. You didn't win a ring that year. No, you don't win three. You won two. You didn't win. We went 73-9. You're a joke that year.
Yeah, that's a joke. I can't.
You have to win.
You have to win. Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have to win the whole thing. As long as you're successful and consistent, then yeah.
Then the Raptors are a dynasty right now.
No. I mean like at least winning.
You have to win once and then go to a couple conference finals. So the 2011 Mavs are a dynasty, man.
That's not even true because they didn't go to the conference finals.
No, they didn't go to the conference finals. No, I'm just joking. Okay, fine. So you have to win one. Okay. I don't have any more examples.
One or two. Let's just put it that way. Like to me, let's say. Let's say theoretically they won in 2012. That's a dynasty for me.
That ain't no dynasty. We lost every other year.
James Harden and before they break up though. Before they break up. So
we went to the conference finals in 2011. We lost in the first round in 2010 and then we won in 2012. That's not dynasty.
No, that's not dynasty.
That's Crynasty. They're a Crynasty. But always Celtics were a Crynasty.
No, they weren't. What? How?
They were a Crynasty because then and the next year they lost. No, they were a KG dynasty because the next year they lost when KG was injured.
Yeah, if they KG wasn't injured, they would have three-peated. They would have.
And they should have won in 2012, man. That really bothers me. I'm not over that, man. I'd rather the Celtics have beaten the Thunder than the Miami Heat, man. I'm not over that, man.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Because come on, man. Game 6 should never happen in the Garden. That should have never happened.
I agree. Although I was at game 4.
That was pretty fun. You should have took out LeBron, man. Should have took him out. All right, man. I'm going to wrap things up, man. That's it for this week's Plus Minus episode. We're going to come with another episode later on in the week. Give you a quick wrap up. You know, stay engaged with the fans, things like that. So stay on the lookout, you know. Stay tuned and
we're out here.
We're out here. Look forward to hearing from you guys, man. Me and my boy Lawrence. I'm Ebby. See you guys soon.
Let's go.
Let's get it. Blah.